Good morning. I have a Bible verse to read to you this morning, and then I brought a whole bunch full of stuff. We'll see what's in my bag this morning. In our Bible verse this morning is Hebrews 11, verse 1, and it says, "What is faith? It is the confident assurance that what we hope for is going to happen. It is the evidence of things we cannot yet see. God gave his approval to people in days of old because of their faith." So I brought a whole bag of stuff with me this morning that I don't understand. There are a lot of things I don't understand, but these things, for instance, I don't understand CDs. This is a very good CD. It's Rebecca Montgomery's. And on this, it says, "Rebecca Montgomery, At the Threshold of Prayer." But that's all it says. I don't see any music. I don't see any notes. I don't see any words. I don't know how it works. But I know that when I put it in a CD player, I get beautiful music out of it. I also don't understand how God put a song in my heart. Now, granted, it doesn't come out of my mouth exactly that way, but it's there because when I'm sad, there are songs that cheer me up. And when I'm happy, there are songs that help me praise the Lord. So I have a song in my heart, and I don't know how it got there, but I know it's there. So I don't understand that. I also don't understand a telephone. Now, this one I really don't understand. In fact, I probably need classes to figure this one out. But I do know that when I open it up, I get a picture on the front of it. And if I go like that with my finger, I can call somebody. I can call Steve. I can call my mom. I got whole bunches of people that I work with in there. I don't know how, but I can do email. I can connect to the internet. There are just a zillion things on this phone that I can do, and yet I don't know how it works. I don't know much about fiber optics. I don't know much about satellites, but I know that it works. Likewise, I don't understand prayer that much, but I know that I can talk to God and he will talk back to me. And I don't know how that works, but I know that it does.
It depends on what kind of phone it is.
Yeah.
I'll hold that.
I don't understand medicine. Now, I know that when I have a headache, I can take a couple of these, and my headache will go away. These are just bare aspirin. But I don't know how that little pill knows that I got a headache instead of a footache. But it works. And I don't know how it works. But I do know that when I hurt inside, not my head, but I know when I have pain that God can heal, I only have to ask, and he heals it. He heals some of the deepest pain in my whole life. Just like the bear aspirin. God is like bear aspirin. He heals. Yeah. There's that. Here's something I don't understand. Now, this ought to be easy. I don't understand flashlights. I know there's a bulb. I know there's some batteries. But that doesn't mean I know how it works. When I turn it on, buddy, I get light, though. I have no idea where that light comes from, why a battery and a little bulb work. But it works. But I don't know why a light bulb works. But it works. But I do know that the pain that I have sometimes, the dark days of my life, God is the light that shines in my life. And I only have to ask him. And he's the light. He's right there in my heart. He's the light in my life. I don't understand calculators. I got one of them in my phone too, by the way. There is a calculator in here. It is the coolest thing because I can add 9 and 9 and come up with 18. I can take that 18 and multiply it by 15 and figure out that's 270. I could divide that by 5 and come up with 54. It just makes me really smart. Especially if I need to add something. But I don't understand how God knows what the problems are in my life. He doesn't know that I have a problem. My calculator knows if I have an addition or subtraction or a multiplication problem. It can help me with that. But how does God know what the problems are in my life? But yet he has the answer to them if I just ask. And then the last thing I don't understand, and this is a good one. I don't understand this remote control. But this remote control, I can just sit back in my chair and I can go like this. And it adjusts the volume, and it adjusts the channel, and it fast forwards something, it pauses, it goes backwards. I can watch that again because I didn't hear it the first 5 times that I played that news story. But I don't understand how that remote control works. I know it has a battery, but I don't know how it works. Let's see if it works on you. Control the volume. Did it work? Yeah, probably not. But I do know that I can control my TV. What I don't know is how God can sit in heaven and control everything around us. But I know that if I let him, he has complete control. He controls everything that goes on around us. He controls my life and your life and the lives of all of us here on earth. If we only ask, God is the one who is in control. And I thank him for that. Let's have a word of prayer and thank God. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are in control of our life. We thank you that for all that we do not understand, you help us to understand. We thank you most especially, Lord, that you bring us together to learn more about you, to share our lives with other Christians, and to go into the world and tell more about you. In Jesus' precious name, amen.